My name is Haley Kim, and I'm the creator and host of Iconic Businesses of Dallas. Join me as I interview successful businessmen and women around DFW to hear their stories about how they got to where they are today. Get inspired and leave with great takeaways from their experiences that you can apply to your own daily life.
I would just say, don't be afraid of failure. You're going to fail. Like, doesn't mean your whole business is going to fail. It's just you learn way more from your failures than you do from your successes.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Iconic Businesses of Dallas. I've been telling myself that I would do more interviews when the real estate market here slows down, but here we are in November already and business is still booming. If you are looking to move to the DFW area, give me a shout. My team here at Iconic Real Estate and I would love to help. That's a shameless plug, but let's get to the most important part. I am so excited about my guests today. Stacy and Christy are co-founders of Thrive Organics in East Dallas. They are longtime friends who focus on helping people find relief and wellness through their organic CBD products. They offer personalized consultations to educate people about CBD and to help choose the right dosage and product for them. We love CBD in our household. I take it for sleep and anxiety. My husband and mom take it for pain and inflammation. And even my dog, Chloe, is an avid user. So let's jump right into this interview. Hi, everyone. My guests today are Stacy and Christy, co-founders of Thrive Organics in East Dallas. Hi, y'all. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. I think the first thing I want to ask you is to tell us a little bit about yourselves and also about what CBD is, because I know it's pretty common now, but there's still people that don't really know what it is and what it entails.
Okay. So Stacy and I have known each other for 25 years. We used to work in the financial industry together, and we've just been friends. And Stacy approached me about starting a CBD business. I had already been giving CBD to my dogs, and Stacy had just recently discovered it for her mom, which she'll talk to you about in a minute. But when she approached me about doing the business, I was like, absolutely. And then we went down that road of just discovering more about CBD and, how it's manufactured and where to manufacture it and all this stuff like that. And so it's been kind of a journey for us. And one of the things that we found was that it was confusing to us when we first started researching it. And we know that it's super confusing to our customers and people that want to try CBD. So one of our main goals is to really educate people on kind of, how to take CBD, what's safe, what's not safe, that kind of thing. So it's been really interesting.
Yeah, so CBD stands for cannabidiol, and that is a property in the hemp plant and also the marijuana plant. But the CBD that you see on the street corners here in Dallas or wherever, and all the little stores that have popped up, that's derived from hemp, the hemp plant, which is part of the marijuana family, but you can think of it as marijuana's cousin. So it doesn't have the THC properties that marijuana does, so it can't get you as high. And actually, the way we extract it, and for it to be legal in the United States, it has to be, is it 0.3 or 0.03%?
0.3.
I always get that wrong. 0.3% THC maximum, which is not enough to get you high. So you can get CBD with a little bit of THC, which is called full spectrum, or you can get a CBD product with just CBD and that's it. That's called an isolate product, or a broad spectrum product, which is all of the plant compounds of the full spectrum product, but the THC has been removed.
So that's my biggest question, I think, is when you take it, does it come out in your drug test because it's such a small amount, or does...
Yes, if you take a full spectrum product and it says THC and is in it, you will test positive.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's such a small amount.
Yep. If you do a broad spectrum product and on the bottle it says THC free or zero THC, you will not test positive.
Do you feel like it works as well as the one with a little bit of THC or in your opinion?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I kind of have a theory, and this is just... I've never seen this written anywhere. This is just me reading and kind of surmising from what's out there. When the CBD industry started, the hemp CBD, the first product was the full spectrum product, which had all of the cannabinoids and terpenes. Those are the plant compounds. And that works together to get that effect that the effect of helping pain, helping anxiety, and sleep. Mm-hmm. Those are the three main things. Well, then people wanted a product that had no THC because they couldn't test positive right. on a drug test. So the next thing to hit the market was the isolate product. And that was just CBD. They just extracted the CBD. People found it didn't work as well. Mm. And they attributed it to the THC. And you're still diehard people, and you will probably get comments here saying that girl doesn't know what she's talking about. You have to have THC. But the broad spectrum product has all of those cannabinoids and terpenes and compounds, and those work together to provide, I think, the same effect. So the broad spectrum was kind of an answer to the people saying the CBD isolate didn't do as well. I think with our customers, some people are convinced they need the THC. Some people find value in just the broad spectrum. I don't do well on THC, even small amounts. So the broad spectrum works great for me.
And I feel like because the THC that's in a full spectrum product is so minuscule, I don't think you're ever really going to tell the difference.
Right.
But I think it's like she said, psychological for some people. They feel like it's a more rounded product if it has that THC included. I feel like for people that are suffering from like pain and maybe say people that are going through chemotherapy and stuff like that, that need that real therapeutic benefit of what is considered THC therapeutic, I think you'd have to have much larger doses of THC with the CBD. So like in places like Colorado where it's legal, if you have like a one-to-one THC to CBD, then you're really going to notice the difference. But when you're only having up to 0.3% and then CBD or with the CBD, it's just not... you're just not going to notice the difference, really.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a psychological thing for people to know it's in there.
I think so, too, because it's such a, like, literally such a tiny amount
that yes.
you don't even feel it. Because I don't know. I actually, we use CBD oil, too, in our household, and I buy all different kinds. And obviously, now I'm going to buy from you guys, but I didn't even know the difference of what you said, the full spectrum and the broad.
And the broad spectrum.
So I don't even know what I have, but you know, it works. So I'm going to check after the show. But,
and one thing we found too, is that people, because they buy it all over the place, right? A lot of companies don't really properly educate their customers on how to take it and what it all means. So you've been using it for a while and you didn't even know that part.
Yeah.
So we're real sticklers about making sure people know what they're taking and how to take it too, because a lot of times we'll find people that come in and say they've taken it before that they had no idea they're supposed to hold it under their tongue for, we say, a minute and a half, which is kind of long, but the longer the better.
Yeah.
Because it's able to get into your bloodstream under the, in the mucous membranes under your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets in your bloodstream and that's how it's absorbed, because if you swallowed it too quickly, it's oil and it's just not going to absorb in your body very well.
Yeah. It'll go straight to your digestive system and you'll still get some effect, but the best effect, like she said, is 90 seconds under the tongue.
That's what I love about your concept, is that you guys do the consultation.
Yes.
Because I really had no idea. I found a local company online. So it's somewhere in Carrollton or whatnot. I was like, well, I want to shop local. But then it's like, oh, how do I pick how many milligrams I need? And there's so many different kinds. I just was like, well, I'll get the one that they say is the most popular and go from there. You know, it was kind of like I had to experiment on my own on the dosages and stuff.
Yeah.
So to have someone that can kind of guide you through that.
Yeah.
And your symptoms and stuff is awesome.
And that's something that somebody can just go to our website and literally just, there's a calendar on there and you can just sign up for whatever day and time works for you best. Typically, it's Stacy or I doing the consults. Every now and then we'll have our manager, our store manager, do it because she's just as educated as we are on the products. But it's just a nice personal thing. And I think it really makes people feel a little bit more comfortable about what they're doing.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll give it to my dog, my husband, my mom, everybody. Mm-hmm. So,
good. Yeah. It's great.
It's an amazing product. It's just been a game changer, particularly for people. We talk to people who have kind of tried everything and they're kind of at their wit's end and they're like, well, I've heard about this. Let me try it. So,
yeah, I think it's amazing. I mean, I actually am a nurse by trade too.
Okay.
So I believe in regular medicine, but I also think alternative medicine when it's as a substitute or like together is so much better, because a lot of times like pain medicine, things like that, that's just masking the problem. It's going to come back unless you take it forever. Whereas I think with CBD, it's like helps, like with inflammation, it calms it down and it's natural and you can take it all the time.
Yep.
My husband usually like will get really bad swelling in his knuckles, like especially in the winter, it gets red and swollen, so painful.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes CBD
every day, and he never complains about it anymore. It's been years now.
Yeah, it's a great anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we started Thrive. My mother has multiple sclerosis, and over the years, it's been about 22 years now that she's been sick, and it took me about 10 years to where I finally kind of, when somebody has an autoimmune disease or a chronic disease, oftentimes traditional medicine, what they give you masks it. It doesn't mm-hmm. really help it. So I've always looked for different alternatives to help her. But in the last 10 years or so, her pain was so extraordinary and unrelenting that the doctors were just kind of throwing all kinds of different pain meds at her. And it got to the point where she couldn't hold her head up. She couldn't talk. And she was still in pain. And my sister-in-law said, have you ever tried CBD? So I just started trying all different kinds of products and landed on a manufacturer that we use now for our soft gels. And I was able to get her off of all of her pain meds.
Wow.
And she was on 5 different ones. You know, the big ones, gabapentin. Yeah. I can't think now the rest
of them. Like hydrocodone and all that.
She wasn't on hydrocodone, but she was on... what's another one? I don't know. I think I blocked it because it was so traumatic. And it took a while to titrate her off of it. And her doctors reluctantly acquiesced and helped me do it. Uh-huh. But her pain is now completely under control.
Wow.
And it took a couple of years. I mean, I had to experiment a lot mm-hmm. to figure out how much she needed to get her in that pain-free state, but she's there now. I mean, she still has MS. It's not a cure.
Right.
It just, I think because it works with our endocannabinoid system, which is just a system of receptors, and what we've learned, I don't know if you studied about the endocannabinoid system at all, but it sort of regulates all of our other systems, mm-hmm. and particularly our neurological system, and MS is a neurological disease, and so it's just helped support her endocannabinoid system, and she's starting to level back out. She's still in a wheelchair. That'll never change. CBD is not going to change that. So I don't want to come across as CBD is the cure-all, because mm-hmm. it's not. It just supports you and helps with your journey and makes it hopefully a little less painful.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. I mean, to not have to be on pain medicines,
because
that's what destroys your body. I feel like you get addicted to it. You have GI problems.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's, you don't have to deal with that with something natural.
Yeah. She lived with me for most of that time, but I've recently had to put her in an assisted living because it just, her handicap has just become too much for me to handle. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what are her medications when I checked her in? Or, and I was, nothing.
Yeah. That's
they were
amazing.
Like, wait, how old is she? 76. She's not on any medication. No, just CBD.
Wow.
And she gives it to herself.
That's so crazy. Because, most people that age have handfuls of pills.
And she used to, when we started the journey, she would carry around. When she first got sick, they didn't know what was wrong with her, which is typical when you have MS. It takes a while for them to figure it out. But she was literally walking around with a shoebox full of medicine, dealing mm-hmm. with new things coming up caused by the drugs. So they would give her a different drug to manage that side effect.
Yeah.
And literally she was walking around with this shoebox full of prescription meds. And I was like, this can't be, mm-hmm. something's not right here. And so we just started searching for a different way.
So at what point were you like, I'm going to actually just make this a business?
Well, once it helped her and I saw that she was able to have a conversation again, and she was starting to feel optimistic again, because when she was on the pain meds, she just wanted to die. She would tell Christy all the time, I'm ready to go. I don't know what I'm doing here. And she was miserable. But once we got her off the drugs, it was such a change, miraculous change, that my husband and I own Lakewood Growler mm-hmm. down the street. So we've been entrepreneurs, and I just told him, I was like, I think this is a business we should get into because we can help people. And I was looking to help people like me I was at my wit's end. Mm-hmm. I was trying to support my mother, trying to help her her condition's very painful to watch. And so I was like, I think we should get into this business. And Christy had been an entrepreneur. And like she said, we had worked in the past. And you were kind of looking for another opportunity, something different. And so I knew I couldn't do it on my own. So I called her and I was like, hey, what do you think? And she had watched this whole journey too with my mother and how the CBD was helping her. So she, you know, she knew all of it. Plus, like she said, she'd used it with her dogs. And so she's got a spirit that wants to help people. And so that's how it started.
Wow. I guess it's easier when you know, when you believe in a product, you know?
Oh yeah. And you have to, you know, for some people you have to see it firsthand. You can't just take somebody's word for it, especially if you're the type of person that has lived your whole life taking pharmaceuticals and you really believe in pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's becoming more prevalent now that people are into alternative things, right? Because it's just kind of a thing. But for years, I mean, nobody did anything alternative unless you were like a super, like way out left field hippie, you know,
considered like a weirdo.
You were very suspicious.
Yes.
If you chose to.
Yeah. I mean, I had an aunt growing up and it was one of my five aunts, right? And she was all about alternative stuff. And we always thought she was just the craziest person, right? And here we are.
She was
now you're like, oh, she's
on trend.
Right. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
If we'd only known, you know, but I think people are coming more and more around to alternative means and stuff. And I think they're, you know, one of the things with CBD too is, you know, they do have that Epidiolex drug that is a seizure drug it's the only CBD approved pharmaceutical that the FDA brought to the market, and it treats epilepsy. So and it's super high dose. I think it's actually made with an isolate, but it's super, super high dose. And it's really hard to get. Like, not everybody with epilepsy can even qualify for getting it. Like you have to have gone through all these other hoops in the traditional medicine sense. And then they'll put you on that if that's like a last ditch kind of effort. But that's been proven that, you know, it's definitely successful with epilepsy. So
yeah, that's amazing. I remember reading studies on things like that for like children with seizures and all that.
Yeah.
Networking. But so when you guys were starting your business, any kind of like, what was like the first steps, few steps you had to do? I mean,
well, when we first started out, we were going to go with a,
Franchise.
Yes. We were going to go with a local franchise. Well, they're national, but, and so we did jump through all the hoops with them. And then we decided we wanted our location where it is now, which is in East Dallas over off of Garland Road, just right up for the Arboretum. Mm-hmm. Because Stacy lives in Lake Highlands. I live in Little Forest Hills. So we know the area really, really well. And I've lived in East Dallas for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. So, we submitted our application for that location to the franchise, and they denied us, saying that we are too close to another franchise, which it's a very long story, but we were like, okay, forget you, we're done. And we were terrified, but we're like, should we just start our own brand? We knew that was gonna be so much more work and so much more, you know, investment and stuff, but we thought, you know, let's just do it, because we don't want to be associated with somebody that doesn't, you know, believe in what we're believing in.
Yeah. Well, and they wouldn't even, it was a gift, you know, it was just one of those roadblocks that was really frustrating. We tried to really convince them that we weren't too close based on, you know, they're not even in Texas, never mind Dallas. And you know how Dallas people are. We have our boundaries.
Yes.
And if you live, you know, you don't go past
635
or Garland Road, you don't go, you know, and they just couldn't, they wouldn't even talk to us about it. So that's why we were like,
it was a blessing.
It was a total blessing. And then we just had to sit and figure it out. And we would spend, it took us a while, but I just remember we would be sitting at my kitchen table researching, and we would just be like just mind blown, exhausted. Can we really do this? But it worked out. And we found our manufacturer, which again, like I said, the soft gels that we use are with them, and they've been an excellent partner helping us, just guiding us. And the CBD market as a whole, the people, everybody's really pretty friendly. Most people are willing to help. And there's a lot of people to bounce ideas off of.
And the great thing about our manufacturer is they're very adamant about clean products, and they, their farming practices are all organic. They're manufacturing in a GMP facility, which is, you know, good manufacturing practice facility. It's got to be certified. Mm-hmm. And an organic, now they're, you know, our oil drops and our topicals are all USDA certified organic. So they had to go through the entire rigmarole to get that certification. So they're manufacturing, bottling, farming, all that is USDA certified. So that's fantastic.
Because you just want to make sure that the CBD you get is grown from hemp in the United States.
Yeah.
You have to make sure it's tested for heavy metals, microbials, and
pesticides,
because hemp is a very, it absorbs everything. Mm. And so even if the farmer next to you is using pesticides, it's going to absorb it. And
then you're there holding it under your tongue for 90
exactly.
seconds.
Exactly.
And then you're putting something good in your body, but then you have all that other crap that, you know, it's not, you're kind of, it's like, beside the point, right?
Right.
So,
and a lot of times the things that you're trying to solve are caused from heavy metals and pesticides. So you don't want to add that to your burden. So that was the thing. We knew what we were adamant about. We were adamant about transparency, testing, clean products, because I knew I was going to be giving it to my mother. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. And I even give the gummies to my children. Mm-hmm. So it had to be clean.
Well, how'd you guys come up with the name?
That's a good story.
Yeah, I'll let you tell it because, I mean, it did take a while.
It's hard to find a name.
It is. And then, you know, you think you're so adamant about a name, you land on it, you're like, this is it. And then it's not it. Like, it's, you know, you find out.
Right.
You're trying.
It's already taken.
Yeah, that's the
domain's
worst.
Taken.
That is the worst.
Yeah. Really, we wanted, so from taking care of my mother and kind of my obsession with taking care of my mother, obsessed with getting her healthy again, was I just never felt okay. I felt like I had a great, happy life, except my mother's sick. You know, it was just kind of one of those things that I carried with me. And I would always just feel like if she's okay, I can be okay. So then it came women in general. We take care of people. We're kind of made that way. We take care of our spouses. We take care of our best friends, or our children, our parents, our siblings. Like, we're the ones that are always, like, even, I know, Christy, for your husband, if he has a problem, you're the one that solves it. You're the one that figures it out. You're the one that figures out what he needs.
Yeah.
And so we wanted a name that encompassed, like, because when the people we love feel good, we feel good. Like, that's kind of part of it.
Yeah.
And so Thrive, it's like, when the people you love thrive, you thrive.
Yeah.
And so that's where we came. We just wanted the name to kind of encompass what we do as women.
I love that.
But now we've switched it a little, because I think women, when we thrive, the people we love thrive.
Yeah.
You know, I think I had it backwards. I had it.
You have to take care of yourself
and
be in a good place to be able to help others.
Exactly.
So
you have to. And yeah, I just think I had it backwards all that time. I think I was thinking my mom needed to be good before I could be good. But she was the mom, right? She was the center. She wasn't thriving.
Yeah.
But now I'm the mom, and I am taking care of her. But I have three children, and I have other people around me. So I have to thrive in order for everyone else to be good, to thrive. So
that's
kind of the message we try to convey.
I like
about
that.
It.
Yeah. What are some names that didn't make it? Anything like?
We did Flourish.
Oh, yeah.
Flourish. We were going to do Flourish. And I like, same thing, you know, when the people you love are flourishing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. We want our people to flourish. But that domain was already taken.
Yeah, that was still, it was the same general idea, right?
Yeah.
But and I can't remember the other ones we went through. It just seems like it's been so long, even though it hasn't been that long, you know?
Yeah.
But
we probably did. We work on it like 8 months, almost a year before we finally got everything open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the meetings and trying to figure out what to do.
But any big like mistakes or roadblocks that you had to go through that you could kind of like share so that someone maybe that wants to start their own business can be aware of? Or sounds like you guys prepared pretty well if you,
we did, but you know, there are always still things, no matter what you do, there are always going to be things that are going to come up that are unexpected the best planning in the world is never going to prevent that, those things from coming up. So we could have prepared for 3 years and something still would have come up. So yeah, we definitely did have some.
I think it's, what gets you is you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then it shows up and you got to figure out how to deal with it. And you just have to have a belief that maybe you don't have the answer right now, but you will find the answer. And you just start asking questions, turning over rocks, searching on Google, calling people that I like to tap into people who know more than I do. And I think sometimes I feel like I've taken this business as far as my brain has the information to do. And so I feel like right now I'm in a learning process where I'm trying to figure out what's our next step. What do we need to do to grow, to go to the next level? So it's not pleasant. When I feel overwhelmed by the business side of it, I have to focus on the reason why we're doing it, which is to help people. And that's what I love about the consultations. It refreshes me because it's like, oh yeah, that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, you get to know your customer on like a deeper level, you know?
And hear their stories.
Yeah.
And that's nice. You know, when people are struggling, they want to tell you, you know, what's going on. I will say that one of the roadblocks we had, and it wasn't because of like a traditional business roadblock or entrepreneurial roadblock, but it's something that happened that you can never predict. And that was when we opened our store. Our grand opening was at the end of January of 2020. And then Dallas shut down for COVID in March 20th. Yeah, yeah. So it's like literally 2 months later, we shut down. I mean, I'm sure we are not by any means the only company that experienced that, right? We knew it, we know everybody did, but that was a big roadblock for us. So what we did was we immediately thought, what can we do now? So Stacy took half of our inventory to her house. I took half the inventory to my house. And we just put all of our shipping online and said, it's free shipping for anybody. And if you're in Dallas within like a 10-mile radius of our store, we'll deliver it to you same day. So anybody that placed an order online, we just took it to their, dropped it off on their porch. And I think people really love that. And we don't do that now because it's too much, you know, because, you just have to hire a bunch of people and trucks and all that. And that's kind of not our business model.
Yeah.
But people really appreciated that. And we kind of grew a little bit of a following and we just kind of built some trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, like with our consultations, I think people appreciate that.
So. That is so smart to just quickly think on your feet and start shipping and delivering.
Just have to roll your sleeves up and do what it takes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And I would say too, you have to, if something's not working, you have to be okay with moving on to something else. Like just let the data drive you and don't get too freaked out by things.
Yeah.
If it's not working, don't take it personally. It just means you need to adjust your message or adjust something in your business plan.
Yeah.
Because like nobody can plan for a pandemic.
Right.
We all will, our generation will be now. Like every business owner for the next 100 years will.
Well, that's one of the things I struggled with. And Stacy, you know, it's funny because Stacy and I have been friends for so long, but we're super opposites. Like she is very strong in certain areas. I'm not at all. And one of those is I really did struggle with it. Mm-hmm. If something's not working, moving on, you know, from it, because I'm one of those people that I want to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I want to dig in and just dig in and dig in and dig in until like with my sheer will making it work. But sometimes you just can't do that. I mean, it's just, you're just wasting time and energy and all the things. So sometimes you do have to get used to letting go and moving on.
That's good that you guys balance each other out. Because then you can kind of, and you're good friends, you can tell each other like, hey, that's not a good idea. Let's move on. Or, you know?
Yeah.
Well, she's right. Like there are things that she's really good at that I'm not good at. And I think having the balance helps because you can have blinders on and not see things. And I think that helps to have different skill sets.
And we've had our struggles. Don't get me wrong. We've had a couple good blow-ups.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Of course, like sister, like you would fight maybe with your sister or something.
It's a sister,
And there's been a couple times, but I just don't think that that's something that you're not going to experience when you're in business with somebody that you're that close to.
Definitely.
I think you're just going to have those. It's like being married, you know, it really is.
Well, so. You were for like a year basically, right? Yeah. Always sitting there and
brainstorming. So it's a lot. I mean, and even now we talk at least 2 or 3, 4 or 5 times a week. I mean, literally for hours. And it's like, oh my gosh, I got it.
I think we had to learn how to engage and to where both of us felt heard, to where both of us felt like like, we're not going to fight about this. Like, you say what you have to say, I'll say what I have to say, because I might not be looking at it the way you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. And I think once we kind of figured that out, it got easier. Because it's easy to be like, you're not listening to me. It's like, it's not that I'm not listening to you. I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, makes sense. I mean, that's actually good, like any relationship advice.
Yeah, of course. It's like, I'm not, let's go at this again from a different angle.
Yeah. Well, and so let's talk about the good stuff. Like, so who is an ideal candidate for CBD oil use? Or who would you recommend it to?
So I would recommend it to anybody that has chronic pain. Whether from arthritis or an injury, maybe even muscle aches and pains from working out, like the athlete, anybody like that, because it's an anti-inflammatory, it works really well with pain. And so it to kind of tag on to that, the anti-inflammatory benefits are great because as we age, even the healthiest person, as you get older, you're just going to have inflammation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's inflammation caused from injury or illness. It's just overall inflammation. And that's something you really want to keep low as long as you can, because that's what causes that's the underlying cause for a lot of diseases and cancers and things like that.
And I think too, just general wellness, because back to the endocannabinoid system and just how important it is supporting the rest of our systems. Years ago, hemp just grew freely and it was in our food source. The cows would eat it, or we would get hemp and the cannabinoids from the hemp in our system. But then it was a Schedule I drug, and they stopped growing it. So we all stopped getting it. So it's interesting when you look back at diseases that started rising and how that coincides when the hemp plants went away. But there's a really good, if anyone wants to look into it further, there's a doctor, her name is Dr. Rachel Knox, and she and her whole family are doctors, both of her parents and her sister, and they have a cannabis practice in Portland, Oregon. But she did an extraordinary TED Talk on the endocannabinoid system, and you can just on YouTube search Dr. Rachel Knox, and what they find about it and how important it is. It's it's amazing, and it really does make the case for taking it with your vitamins and looking at it as a vitamin to support your whole system.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then what we found too is when the pandemic hit, right? So we shut down, but we started talking to people a lot more, you know, doing our consultations and stuff like that. And what we found was there was a lot of moms, especially, that were really struggling with anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
For all the reasons. Their kids were at home. They had to try to teach them online. They were doing all this stuff, and they had to figure out how they were going to continue to work, if they had a job or if they owned their own business. And so the anxiety level for everybody has just gone through the roof, and CBD has helped a lot of people with just generalized anxiety. And even if you have an actual issue with anxiety, like say you have maybe that's not necessarily anxiety, but like ADD or ADHD or things like that, it's just really been shown to, you know, calm or quiet that chatter in the brain that keeps people anxious. And also that's another reason why it helps with sleep too, because it can quiet that chatter in your brain and it can relax your nervous system. So it doesn't knock you out. It's not a sleeping aid, but it will calm you enough that you can naturally fall asleep.
That's what's so interesting about it. Yeah. You can take it for sleep and you can take it for focus during the day. It doesn't put you to sleep. It just calms your brain down. And there are lots, back to the endocannabinoid system and the system of receptors, there are many, many receptors in the brain and in the gut, which explains why it does so well with the brain. And, you know, our gut is our second brain.
Yeah.
So it just really works well.
I started because I wanted something to give to my dog who has anxiety, like really bad anxiety, and also our hip arthritis. And I was like looking for stuff that's natural or not, you know, I didn't want to give her like weird medication. So I started with that, and I was like, man, what if then I should try it? You know, I have anxiety or I can't sleep at night, you know, and I just started learning about it and started taking it. And then, cause I'm like the type of person that I don't want to take a downer to sleep because then I'm dependent on it. And then I wake up groggy. I hate that feeling. Yes. I need to get up early and move.
Yes.
So I take that. And then I was like, oh, my husband has inflammation everywhere. My mom has arthritis. I'm like, oh my gosh. So we're all true believers in it.
Yeah. We tell people, especially people that have never tried it, they're like, how's it going to make me feel? And we always say, it's not really about how you're going to feel. It's more about what you're not going to feel anymore.
Right.
You're not going to feel the hip pain, or you're not going to feel the anxious thoughts.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
about what you don't feel.
Yeah,
it just leaves you being your normal self.
Yeah. Cause my husband, like if we run out, he'll be like, oh, I didn't even realize, but now my hands hurt again, you know? And
yes.
It's like, oh gosh, it's like a long-term thing that you need to just take every day. Yeah. And it just,
and we tell people too, when you're first starting out, to really pay attention, like when you first trying to figure out what dose works for you, because people come to us a lot and they're like, what dose do I take? I'm like, well, it just depends. And I think people can get frustrated because everybody is just different, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be willing to experiment a little bit. It's not toxic. You're never going to overdose on it.
Right.
So it's not going to hurt you to experiment with it. But everybody has to figure out what works for them individually. So I always tell people, when you're first starting out and you're figuring out what dose works for you, you have to do it on a day where you can really pay attention to how your body feels. Because if you take it and then you just go run a bunch of errands, or you're dealing with your kids and all that, you might miss it. You may think it didn't work because you're not really paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said with your husband, you know, he didn't even know until he was like, oh, that, yes. So, you know, it's once you start, you know, paying attention to it, you realize that it's working.
Yeah. And now he's like, hey, make sure we don't run out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, we're all truly believers in
that.
Lastly, I guess, what kind of advice would you want to give anyone that's starting a business? If you could give one piece of advice, what would you say?
I would just say, don't be afraid of failure. You're going to fail. It doesn't mean your whole business is going to fail. It's just you learn way more from your failures than you do from your successes. Just like if that franchise had allowed us to keep that location, that would have been a success, but actually the failure of that doing it kind of put us on a trajectory that's totally different and probably much greater than where we were going.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of the failures. It's just information, and you adjust and go a different direction.
Also, tell us about, where can I find more information about your products? So you have a website, and then like the consultations and whatnot, and the store address and all that. And then I'll also obviously link it down when I post.
Yeah. So we're in East Dallas on Garland Road. We're between Buckner Boulevard and the Arboretum, if people know where the Dallas Arboretum is, or White Rock Lake, which is just down the street as well. And we're at 9219 Garland Road. And our website is www.thryveorganics.com. And on our website, you know, we have a bunch of educational information, a bunch of blogs. We post a blog probably at least 4 times a month, an educational blog. So lots of education on our website. And then also there's the free consultations that we offer. You don't have to purchase product in order to get the consultation. It can be over the phone. It can be in person at our Dallas store, or it can be on a Zoom. All 3 of those are available, and it's up to 30 minutes. And we can just go over anything and everything you want to talk about as far as dosing, your issues, what you should take it for, that kind of stuff.
And if you want to come into the store, you do not need an appointment. You can just come in.
That's so awesome. I'm already thinking in my head, I got to do one for my mom.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we're obviously going to switch over to you guys after this. But,
cool. And we have a subscription service too, which your husband will appreciate.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, and I lied. This is the last question. So in Dallas, what do you think is the most iconic business in your opinion?
I've thought about this. I have 2. One is Southwest Airlines, right?
Because
you can't deny Southwest Airlines. I mean, their headquarters been here forever.
Yeah.
And then the first one I thought of, though, was Neiman Marcus.
Yes.
But then I kind of looked into it a little bit, and I was like, wait, they got bought out. But not that they're still headquartered in Dallas.
Yeah.
So I guess they could still be considered an iconic business. But those two for me are the...
So I had the O's as well. And I was also thinking this morning, Mary Kay.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And Abby Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, she, you know, those
I'm going to have to cut that out because I own my own brokerage.
I'm
no, just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of it more from a woman's perspective.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
And she's not around anymore. And I'm sure it's as good as it was when she was around her.
But you forgot Lakewood Growler.
Tell
us about that. Give us a little shout out.
Yeah, I think Lakewood Growler is working its way into an iconic business, at least in East Dallas.
What's all over there? I haven't been yet. I'm going to go now.
It's a craft beer bar.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And so, the cool thing about that, even though it's your company, but I'll just say the cool thing about that is when they started Lakewood Growler, they were the second in all of Dallas company to open up a craft beer bar. I mean, in all of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Growler Fill Station.
Wow. Yes. Yeah.
There were a couple of other craft beer bars, I guess.
Okay. But the Fill Station.
Yeah. I love craft beer. The only reason I even drink beer now is because of craft beer. Because before it was only like Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but I just like variety and all the fun stuff that's been coming out.
It's really been, so we knew that we wanted to have that location. And when we first went, so it's at Mockingbird and Abrams, but it used to be a liquor store. And when we contacted them, they said somebody else had already leased it. And we were so bummed. And then it fell through.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
we got it.
And it was meant to be.
Yes. So we're about to celebrate our 8th year.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. And the cool thing is Stacy's husband, Dale, is in charge of all the beer. And he's an aficionado. Yeah. That's why they started.
The beer list is amazing.
And the beer list changes all the time. It's very seasonal. I mean, he is on it. So if you're into craft beer, you'll always find something amazing.
I'm super excited about it.
And the community, it's so fun because people are friends from meeting each other there. Because the way it's set up, it's just you go drink beer with the neighbors. And it's fun to sit there and watch people have fun and tell us stories about how they became friends, didn't know each other before Lakewood Growler. And they feel like, and I think that's Lakewood anyway. You know, like for the local businesses, the customers take it on as their own. Like and it's really amazing from this perspective to feel that, to feel the love from the people that come.
We love the community. And so that's literally why we built over here. And so we've been here 5 months. So we haven't really been out much. But I'm like, every time we pass by there, I'm like, I got to go check out what's inside.
Yeah.
So now I know. I will.
It's cool. It's small. It's very understated. We were on a budget. I built all the furniture that's in there. Because that's my superpower.
Building. That's amazing.
Building. It used to be your hobby. Now it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. I still love it. But I need a shop. I don't have a shop. So it's understated, but it's just, I don't know. It's like, it's cool because I know when people move away from Dallas, when they come back to visit, they always are like, it's on the list.
Aww.
Like, you know how you have a list of all the places?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you go back to your hometown or whatever, it's on the list.
That's
so I
really
like that.
Cool.
So I don't know that we're iconic yet, but I think we're on our
way. You're on your way. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining me on the show today. I learned so much and I can't wait to share this episode with everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For more information, visit thriveorganics.com. That's THRYV organics.com. Or call 214-785-6604. Thrive offers free consultations and a 100% money-back guarantee. So why not support local and try them out? If you like today's episode, follow me on Instagram at Iconic Business Podcast and subscribe to Iconic Businesses of Dallas on your favorite podcast player. This episode was recorded in Dallas, Texas, and edited by Sean Chapman.